FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The show you can literally hijack, take control of, bring up whatever is on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
That's right, 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies on there who have taken the time to send us their picture, and we put it on the website because we're proud of our female listeners. We want to show you off. It's not a beauty contest. Ladies of all ages, shapes, sizes, colors, all there at freetalklive.com. So be sure you check that out, and if you're a female, become a part of it. We would really appreciate that. So we've been talking about wealth tonight. And we had what spurred this whole conversation. I mean, because I got a bunch of prep. I got a bunch of, you know, news-related stuff. But I think it's important to talk about this concept because clearly people just don't get it. I mean, whether it be Jason the communist or socialist communist, Jason the controlling, I guess we'll call him that. Whether it be someone who believes in communism or just somebody who just didn't pay any attention in economics class or went to government school, it's important to understand what wealth is and why it is that we have so much of it today and what it is that could prevent us from creating more in the future. Now, the reason why we have so much wealth today is because the government pretty much stayed out of our business for a number of years in this country. Now, I mean like prior to the 1900s, basically. So we're kind of coasting on the amount of wealth creation that we had at that point. And the reason why we won't be able to create as much wealth in the future is because government has clamped down. Government has gotten in the way. Now, last hour we were talking about that natural resources are sort of the seeds that wealth can be created from. You take a natural resource, you combine it with an idea, and you make a product, basically. And then you can take that product and combine it with a different natural resource or a different idea or a different product and make a completely new product. So wealth can continue to grow and grow and grow. It really is unlimited. The only limit is in how much you can think, you know, what you can possibly create with your mind. Mm-hmm. And it's not just you, Manwich, because you kind of are a little shallow up there. But everyone else in the world, you know, all the other millions, billions of people in this world that all have their own different concepts and thoughts and ideas, all of them working for their own benefit. Brings us more wealth.
I want to talk about that for a moment because I heard something on from a book. I can't remember the name of the book, but one of the things that you know was interesting is they were talking about this idea for creativity, and one of the things that they were doing for this idea for creativity is they were talking about how the brain is a self-organizing system, and by through randomizing things and through just taking all these random ideas that you might have never thought of in the first place, you get creativity, you get innovation.
Okay.
And what the story was about is they took this core group of people, and they had them, they started picking random words, and they started just trying to solve... What they were trying to do is they were trying to raise the revenue by, I think, 10%.
Was this a company?
It was some company. Okay. I don't know. It was just some company over in Great Britain. They were trying to raise the revenue on payphones by 10%. And what they did is they brought this group of people and they had them like, you know...
Like a brainstorming session?
Yeah, a brainstorming session. They had them write down words in a, you know, a pack of cards or whatnot. And the word, one of the words that got picked was the word pipe. Right?
Got it.
And they're like... And immediately, you know, your brain goes, well, how is pipe going to help us raise revenue on payphones by 10%. So then what they did is, okay, well, let's think of the types of pipes there are. They're like corn cob pipe and, you know, PVC piping and lead pipe and whatnot. And then they take that and then they brainstorm more on each individual one of those words. And then they say lead. Well, what the qualities of lead? Well, it's heavy. Well, how could that help us solve? You know, how could this help us solve? And what they eventually arrived at was, oh, well, what we could do is we could make the handsets heavier on the phones.
And that would increase their revenues?
Because people would get tired of holding the phone and hang up more quickly, and their calls would cost more.
That's brilliant.
Really, and it was just this. And I you know, I heard this, and I don't remember the book, but I want to get the book. And if anyone out there knows, call in, because you know, it's just, you know, amazing concept. And that's exactly the type of thing that happens in the free market, because things are self organizing and new things happen, and all of a sudden you get new ideas and you put them together, because that's what your brain does.
The free market is organized chaos.
Right.
Literally anybody can do anything. In a free market, you can create whatever product you want. You can go into whatever business that you want to go into, sell whatever you want to sell, whether it be a service or a product or a combination of the two. And if you're not prevented from doing that, you will be able to create wealth. Or you'll have the freedom to fail, which creates wealth in your own mind, because then you learn, hopefully, your lessons from your failure, and then the next time you go about trying to create some wealth, you'll actually get it right. And I want to make it clear that the more freedom you have, the more wealth can be created. So therefore, the most wealthy state in the Union within the next 10 or 15 years is obviously going to be New Hampshire. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for
that. That was a real professional segue.
Thanks.
It was really impressive. I just wanted to tell you.
You just ruined it.
It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. Liberty means the freedom to create wealth. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or log on at freestateproject.org. So when all the socialists and commies in California are lounging on the beach because they've got their mandatory 20-hour work week and every other day they have to spend off, then we're going to be lounging because we're actually wealthy in New Hampshire and enjoying all the wonderful things that we have, and the free time that we have in California will be poor in comparison to us. So you can check that out at freestateproject.org. So we were talking about the seeds of wealth, which are the natural resources in any given area. That's what you can kind of create wealth from in some instances. But think about this. The amount of wealth a country produces doesn't depend primarily on its endowment of natural resources. Japan has almost no mineral wealth, while Mexico is well endowed. Yet the Japanese are certainly more affluent than the Mexicans. Similarly, North Korea is poorer than South Korea. East Germany created much less wealth than West Germany before reunification in 1990. Obviously, resource endowment is not the primary factor that determines a country's wealth. Population density cannot be the dominating factor either. Both Japan and West Germany have a greater population density than their poorer neighbors, Mexico and East Germany. And she hasn't even mentioned Hong Kong.
Right.
That rock doesn't have any natural resources in it. It's the number one.
And the most populated.
It is a number. I think she does get to it eventually. But Hong Kong, yeah, densely populated. I mean, there's not even it, like, there. You can't go and buy real estate in Hong Kong. I mean, there's no open.
You can, but it just really sucks.
It's gonna cost you.
So expensive.
Yeah, and it's not beautiful. You can't find, like, an open patch of land, basically.
Right,
there.
It's all built on.
Unless you want to go out to an island, another island or something.
And it is the most economically free place on the
number
planet.
Number one.
According
all
to
that
the
money
Heritage
flows
Foundation.
Through
there.
Meaning you're so free that you can literally go in and start your own business, doing whatever you want without really having to get government permission for it. Maybe filling out a form, and that's about it. Compared to this country, where it may take you weeks to get through the government paperwork, or compared to an even less free country like India, where it could take years to get through the mountains, literally, the rooms full of paperwork that you have to fill out and the bureaucracies that you have to bow down in front of in order to bring your concept.
That's why all the Indians have come here.
Exactly. So when we consider that resources one day will be mined from planets other than the Earth, and that matter and energy are totally interchangeable, and that basic chemical elements can be transmuted, we realize that resource seeds are so abundant that they don't even impose practical limitations on the creation of wealth at all. Even if our fossil fuels should be foolishly exhausted, for example, energy is abundantly available in each and every atom, if only we knew, as we one day will, how to tap it safely. However, there's only one thing that's going to stop us from learning that, and that's the government. Learning how to take advantage of those untapped energy sources out there. If the government says, whoa, this is scary, we can't let you get into all this scary energy stuff, let's just stick with what we know, like oil and natural gas, then we're going to be stuck in a rut, big
yep.
time. 800-259-9231, this is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind, personal, political, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
Check out the archives while you're there. The last 6 days of the show are held there in little convenient one-hour packages that are labeled up for you, and you can download them to your computer. They're an MP3 format. You can play them if you have an MP3 player in your car, or you have a little iPod or something like that. You can take them with you, or you can just play them on the computer and listen to them online, or from the computer, I guess.
Exactly. And that's all there for you on the house at freetalklive.com. Again, Something's up with our internet connection here. I need to figure out what it is, because we've apparently been getting calls coming in and have not been getting notifications of those calls. So as soon as I am notified of your calls, we will go to them, I promise, at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Paul in Delaware. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm calling up because I just, what do I say? I'm talking to someone who calls themselves a libertarian, which I can't wait to ask them the definition that they're going to give me for a libertarian. But more importantly, I want to know why John Stossel rocks so much.
Okay. This is one of our bulletins.
This is Awaken Free at your bulletin board.
Yes, this is one of the more, I guess, incendiary posters on our bulletin board.
Oh, the incendiary posters. No, just someone that, you know, you call yourself libertarians. I'm kind of lost for words, and then you.
Well, how would you define a libertarian?
No! Don't get me to answer your questions for you. I want you to tell me what a libertarian is. Okay, so you can start off by doing
that. Very simple. I don't support the initiation of force in regards to achieving political or social goals.
Well, that's not the definition of a libertarian.
Actually, that is.
Okay, well, I'm not going to argue. You're a libertarian.
What is your definition, Paul?
Hold on. No, because you just said you didn't want mine. So what?
I did say I wanted yours. You said you didn't want to give it.
Well, I did, and then when I decided to just give it just now, you just said no.
No, you did not try to give it to us now. Go ahead, give it to us. What's your definition of a libertarian?
Well, it's one who upholds and lives by the principle of individual liberty and the responsibility of thought and actions. But,
Both of those sound good to me.
That sounds nice and everything, and I'll tell you that when I joined the Libertarian Party, I signed a statement that said I don't support the initiation, don't advocate or support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. So,
okay, but you guys, from what I gather on your website or your bulletin board service, that Chinese slave labor, where people get paid 3 cents an hour, and that's the ones who do get paid in China, and you love Walmart so much and you can't wait for them to go all around the world. I want you to explain yourself on that, because anyone that has a brain, first of all, knows that mainstream media is controlled and John Stossel is nothing but a mouthpiece for the corporate media. But yet you talk about, oh, how great he's doing for you and I guess the Libertarian Party. And another thing I'd take issue with is...
Can you do that? Let's stop right here. You can hold your thing for a little bit. I think John Stossel is a hero of liberty. He's out there on the airwaves on, as you put it, the corporate media. And he's actually talking about pro-freedom ideas. You must not have ever seen any of his shows.
I've seen his shows. And after seeing his last one on 2020, I would love to get in contact with him. But, of course, I've checked all over the internet to try to get a phone number for this guy, because I would like to debate him, because I've seen that...
Oh, yeah, like John Stossel's going to answer a phone call just so he can have a debate with you over the phone. What's the point of that?
Not necessarily. I want to get him on camera, just like I'd like to get you on camera.
Well, we're doing it because that's what we do. It's not what he does as
you got us on live radio.
Reporter. Yeah, you've got Free Talk Live. We're like the radio version of John Stossel, okay?
You got that right. You got that right. And that's why people...
Yeah, we're corporate controlled. Right here on Free Talk Live.
I wish I could get a little corporate control. I mean, I wish it was some corporation somewhere would offer me a few bucks to control me, because at this point, none of them give a damn.
Yeah, I know you don't, but yet you're a so-called libertarian.
Hey, you know what?
You're
talking about
Walmart. You're showing yourself for what you are.
I'll show you for what I am. You talk about Walmart. You know, you talk about Walmart, and you talk about, you know, how...
We'll talk about
we're anti-libertarian. Hey, hold on.
Now, Paul, we let you talk.
You talk about how we're not libertarian because we go out and we want to buy products that are cheaper because a company can provide us with better service. Now, if Walmart is over in another country and that country's government and that country's people don't see fit to choose freedom for themselves, that's their problem. That doesn't mean that we're not libertarians, and I would absolutely support those people standing up for their own freedom. It's not our job to go around the world making sure everyone else can take care of themselves.
It's just your job to support the military who controls the businesses in China, and that's who owns them.
I absolutely do not support our military.
Hello?
What?
By going to Walmart, I'm buying products that are cheaper than the ones at the other stores. That's the only reason why I go to Walmart.
If you buy products made by slave labor and by prisoners...
Well, Paul, then don't shop there. It doesn't make me not a libertarian.
It doesn't
make you... Yeah, because your idea of a libertarian is just the label.
No, my idea is the absolute idea. I am absolutely 100% a libertarian. Call me out on an issue that I'm not a libertarian on, Paul.
I can't wait for you guys, you libertarians, to get to Vermont so you can show exactly how
so
you
ignorant.
Can destroy a state. I wish you would hurry up and get there. What's the holdup? Get out there, go.
Thanks,
show
Paul.
How
we're heading that
so
way.
Much better.
Any final words?
Any final words?
We're coming
up. How does a libertarian support slave labor and stand up for businesses like China and talk about, I mean, Walmart and talk
Paul,
about how
many
great
times,
they are?
Okay, we're not going to explain it any more times for you.
You're
what goes
me,
on,
you
Paul?
And
you Paul, do
you
want to understand this or not?
You
Paul,
you
do you want to keep talking or do you want me to put you on hold? Because I'll explain it one more time for you. Okay?
Yeah,
I think Johnson did a fine job of explaining, but clearly you were thinking about the next thing you were going to say instead of listening to what it was that he had to say. Now, Paul, if you can stay quiet, we're going to explain it again for you. Being a libertarian means not supporting or advocating the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. Now, whatever goes on in the other countries is those countries' business. If they can produce a product, Paul, if they can produce a product for less than some other country, we're going to buy it because it's cheaper, and therefore we have more money to spend on other products and therefore creating more
other
wealth for
products.
Ourselves.
What about the jobs that have went overseas? What about...
Oh, boo-hoo. Well, it's, they went overseas,
what,
Paul, because the government...
Guess
hey,
what,
Paul,
libertarian?
Hello, Paul. The jobs went overseas because the government in this country regulated those jobs out of this country.
Because
it's
you were too busy
fault.
Watching Hollywood movies and
you
talking.
What?
Yeah, that's
it's crazy.
What you do.
What are you talking about?
You are a Hollywood movie watcher, and yet you have an opinion about
actually,
everything.
Actually, I'll tell you right now, I know Ian here doesn't go to the movies because
he
hates
just
the
plays
stupid theater.
He just plays Half-Life 2 and loves it when he gets done on the BBS service.
What is your point about Hollywood movies? I totally don't understand.
My point is, all you do is watch mainstream talking about how John Stossel rocks. Now, let me tell you about this country, son. We did not grow great on global trade.
Paul?
We grew great on the manufacturing base of this country, which is now said bye-bye.
Do you understand
of
why
like you
the
think John Stossel rocks?
Paul, do you understand why the manufacturing base has left this country?
Because of apathetic people who see John Stossel on TV
no,
and say, yeah,
no,
John
sir.
Stossel
no,
is right.
No, sir. Go ask any business owner who's in the manufacturing industry, and they'll tell you exactly why. They will tell you it's
greedy,
because the government
because
has regulated
them
out
care.
Of business.
Just like you who said you would get bought out by corporations.
Good. Greed is good.
Yeah, I know.
Greed is
excellent. You stand up for freedom,
you go to
right?
You go to Communist
and
California and have fun, Paul. Call
statement.
Us back some other time. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll talk to Jeremy next, someone who probably understands a little bit about the free market and freedom and what it really means to be free. Yeah, you go live in Communist Russia, okay, or Communist California. 800-259-9231. And again, six nights a week. He's been bitching and moaning. We'll come back. It's Free Talk Live.
There is a lot of confusion in the health and dietary supplement marketplace. There are claims and counterclaims wild enough to drive intelligent people nuts. Well, don't despair. There's one sure way to avoid the confusion and get outstanding quality at reasonable, almost wholesale prices. And that's to join my Carotech Health Club and get straight information from my newsletter, True Health. And you also get outstanding dietary supplements from Carotech, the company I started, and we earn our trust the old-fashioned way we provide quality and performance. Membership is only $36 a year, and you are under no obligation to purchase anything. You can simply take advantage of the True Health information if you wish. Check it out. It's a free catalog. Absolutely free, that is. 112 pages of solid information. You call toll-free 1-800-522-4279. Write it down. 1-800-522-4279.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. So you thought Barnes & Noble had the corner on terror tales? Not even. Your car could have a whole library of horror stories. When I come back, I'll introduce its librarian. This is Bobby Lycus with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. No need to read Stephen King's Christine to be horrified by a car gone postal. Your car could have a thriller in store. Just ask its librarian, the electronic control module. ECM is a vehicle's computer that keeps a close electronic eye on its systems and records even small evil deeds as error codes. If a sensor fails, ECM sees it. If cylinders misfire, ECM notes it and lets you know you're in danger by illuminating your check engine light. The overdue fine for ignoring this light won't be small, and the bill for major engine repair could well be a horrifying tale. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control and bring up anything, personal, political, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And, again, log on at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives, last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page, and it's all free. Now, we just got off the phone with Paul, and we're going to get back to the phone calls here in just a moment, but I want to just make something clear. Paul is a participant on our bulletin board system. And as you can guess, there are some very interesting threads with him participating in them. And he's been complaining on the BBS for the past couple weeks that, oh, well, why won't we take his, you know, he should call in and argue with us, and when should he call in? And I told him, I said, what are you waiting for?
the whole basis of the show is calling in.
Don't you get it? This is an open phone show. Anybody can call about anything, anytime. So I told him to call in whenever he wanted to.
You wanted to call us and talk to us about how much you like nacho cheese. I mean,
right. Now you only get one call per night. Now you only get one call per night, and we're not going to keep you on for the whole show, obviously, because it's not the show about you for 3 hours
specifically.
Right? It's a show about you in
general,
meaning the callers. Okay, so we're trying to rush him off the phones. There, we gave him an entire segment. Paul, you can call back all six nights a week if you want to, if you just didn't quite figure out what we're trying to communicate to you. And accusing me of not being a libertarian, or Johnson of not being a libertarian, man, which you're kind of a small L libertarian. You're almost into our camp. But
listen to the other shows out there with people who claim they're libertarians.
Yeah, I'd love to hear him. I'd love to hear him call Harry Brown on Saturday nights. I would love to hear that man.
I'd love to hear him try to. I know he'd get on Harry because Harry, you know, has a general, you know, a nice screening process like we do. I'd love to hear him try to get on Bortz.
Well, Bortz isn't even a libertarian.
No, he's not. But Bortz would shut him down so fast it would be
Harry Brown's just. Harry Brown is way way more bright than Bortz is. I think.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Harry Brown would be able to take him out.
Granted, but Harry Brown has a tendency to, you know, he doesn't. He's so demure on his show that callers can be outrageous that sort of thing. And
it's a libertarian conversation.
Right, it's a conversation. And so, when you just get out of hand, it just doesn't really work on his show.
So there
show.
You go, Paul. You're invited to call back any time on this show, just not tonight. Okay, one call a night. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Jeremy in North Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Jeremy.
Yes, hello. I have a question about the New Hampshire Free State Project.
Yes,
go
sir.
Ahead.
Well, I'm wondering if anyone's taking the long view here, because if you've seen Arizona and California, even when the people decided to change the law, when they decided to do things that would increase their own freedom and liberty and try to rebel against some of the big government.
You're talking about medical marijuana laws?
Well, not only that, I'm talking more about the immigration.
Okay.
They got knocked down by the state and federal judges. And
we need to have a return to federalism and states' rights.
Right.
There's definitely a big problem in the federal government, and the idea is to join together all in one state and say, no, we've had enough of you trying to tell us what to do. We're a sovereign state, and we're going to do what we damn well please.
But the federal government puts judges at the federal level that the people of New Hampshire will not vote on.
I understand.
It's understood, and that makes perfectly good sense. The fact is, though, if a legislator keeps on passing laws of the same vein, at some point or another, they win against the judges because they just keep on pummeling them with the same legislation. Do you understand?
Yes.
And I think that that's where we'll have our success.
It may take a lot longer than some people realize.
I don't think it's more than two or three cases, honestly.
It certainly is worth doing, don't you think?
Yeah.
Jeremy?
Definitely worth it. Now, do you know, looked up the stats for it. Have you looked up how many electoral votes New Hampshire has?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Three.
Yeah, so it can't be very many. We're not too concerned in about affecting the federal government right off the bat. We're concerned in freeing New Hampshire and then letting the rest of the country decide that, hey, you know what? Those guys up in New Hampshire, they may have a few good ideas.
You're going to see a lot of resistance from the federal level when they find out what's happening.
Yeah. On a side note, also, the other major difference between what's going to happen in New Hampshire and what has happened in Arizona and California is that the people of New Hampshire and the Free State Project aren't going there to try and change laws and try and create some laws that are freedom-minded. They're going to try and eliminate laws entirely. Just wipe them off the books. Because some laws are just completely unnecessary. So that's another major difference.
Not to mention withdraw from federal programs and therefore not having to play by all those federal rules either.
Right. Okay. Thank
you. All right, all clear, Jeremy?
Yeah.
So have you joined yet?
No, I think I'm about as far north as I want to get in North Carolina.
I'll tell you what, man.
That was my concern, too.
That was mine, too.
But, you know, it's freedom. It's the opportunity to make a real step towards freedom. You know, I talked a good game. I wanted to see liberty, blah, blah, blah. And then if it dipped below 60 degrees, I can't handle it.
I mean, yeah, we're both Florida-born, man. I mean, Florida natives. And I've never really even seen snow. But that was my issue as well. That was the only thing that held me back from joining. And it took me several months to get over. And I finally decided, wait a minute, this is really my only shot at being a free, sovereign individual. Well, I need to get used to
it. For me and America, though.
I can speak from experience, though, that I went to high school in Maine, so I know what the winters are like, and I came down here to Florida to get away from those, but it's worth it to me to go back and there are some nice things, you know, skiing, sledding, snowball fights, whatever.
Well, good luck and more power to you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Jeremy. 800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Let's go to George in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I have one real dilemma.
Yes, sir.
I believe in free enterprise and freedoms, and I believe in taking away the restraints, which are just silly, that they have put on us. We've allowed them to do to us. I agree with you completely. But I have one issue that I haven't heard you speak to it yet. Maybe I missed it, and I wish you would. What about, you know, there's such a thing as being legally right and morally wrong. Right?
Like what?
Well, like maybe I can sell you shoes cheaper and better than anyone else can make, but I'm holding people enslaved in another region and forcing them to do the work for nothing. Now, if the business model is the only thing that you're going to take into consideration, well, you would say, well, this guy rocks, you know? Mm-hmm. He's making a fortune. We don't care. About the human suffering involved. How do you deal with those issues?
I can answer. I can take at least somewhat of an answer to that. What you have when you have that system going on is that, first of all, in the free market, people are going to have, one, the option to say, I don't want to partake in that business. I don't like the guy's morals. I don't like his ethics. And who knows if that person is going to then try and take advantage of me. Obviously, the person has no character or morals. And then the second issue in that is that when these people in these other countries see the example of true freedom, they want it. They want it for themselves. And that's why there are people who come to this country constantly. And if enough people finally stand up for themselves and go after freedom for themselves, then that isn't even an issue because their country's governments aren't going to be involved. The only way we get involved in having this, you know, where companies are involved in this slave labor is because the governments of those countries are enslaving their people and allowing this type of thing to happen.
George, thanks for the call. Colonel's back sometime. George, hang on. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. George, we'll let you respond when we come back. All right? This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
And unfortunately, I think I kind of... I was so indecisive at the end of that last segment with George, I think I might have kind of hurried him off the line, but then changed my mind and said we wanted to let him make another point. So, George, if you want to check back in with us any other night of the week, go ahead.
And oh, he's gone?
Yeah, he dropped off.
Oh, what a bummer.
So, he had a good concern, though. You know, he was asking about, what about these countries that are allegedly forcing people to put together shoes? You know, why are you supporting those companies? Well, the only reason I support them, if that really is true, and I don't know, I don't live in China, so I'm going on your word, George. If that really is true, I'm doing it because the shoes are cheaper. Now, if America really was free, if we really did have a free market, there'd be no reason why we couldn't have shoes like that made here in this country. Because
right.
If we had a free market,
exactly.
Then if the government wasn't in charge of the money supply, deflation would happen in a real free market. If all of a sudden next week we had a free market again, the money would start deflating, and then eventually a loaf of bread would be 25 cents again, or 10 cents, or whatever. And then you'd only be making a dollar or two an hour, but a dollar or two an hour would really mean something again, like it did in the beginning of the 20th century. So if we really were able to compete with the rest of the world, then if the American shoe was 50 cents versus the foreign shoe, which was 45 cents, I think a lot of people would spend the extra 5 cents and buy American. I don't think it's a tough choice at that point. But when the American shoe is $100 and the foreign shoe is 10, you're going to have, regardless of how you feel about slave labor, you're going to have a tough time convincing people to buy the American shoe. That's just how it is.
Also, our products would be made better as well. Back when American-made also really meant more than it does now.
Let's go to the phones. This is a show about your calls. And, oh, yeah, don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us on the bulletin board system. We've got thousands of posts, hundreds of users all there at freetalklive.com. Josh, in Oregon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnson, and Manwich.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening, Josh.
Hi. I'd just like to make a comment about the regulation.
And, yes, sir.
One of you guys said the government was choking the company.
I'll say that, yes.
Okay, you're absolutely correct.
Thank you.
Right on ahead. And I think what we're not addressing, I think it really comes down to a vast bureaucracy. I mean, it goes everywhere, and I'm sure you've heard people talk about building codes all the way into companies where it's cheaper to go overseas to manufacture the same product than it is here.
Absolutely.
That's the reason it is. It's just that simple. And
we're literally forcing these companies to leave this country if they want to stay in business.
Exactly.
And then we cry and moan about it. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
And we think we can fix it by passing more laws?
Right.
Yep. Hello?
Well, you know, the United States has more laws than any other country. I mean, than any other country. We have more people in prison than China.
Right.
I believe it.
We do.
I mean, that's a fact. China has a billion people, and I think last census was right around 270 million. We have more people in prison than China, the communist China. But that being said, the problem that we have is not just the laws that are being made, but I think the American attitude. You know, every time somebody cuts their finger on a skill saw, somebody comes up and says, well, we're going to have to regulate something. We're going to have to make you put a new part on it. It's like living in a Nerf world. They want absolutely safe.
Nerf world, that's great.
You know, it's interesting.
That's really good.
Yeah, I saw a study, though, from some German Department of Transportation guy. He figured out that this is fascinating. I'd never heard of it before. He figured out that the more signage, the more safety signage that you have on the roads, the more speed limits, the more lookout, cliff ahead, turn signal, barricades on the sides of the roads, all the different safety kind of stuff the Department of Transportation puts on our roadways, the more an area of a country has, the more accidents it has.
I can believe that.
The reason they determined was if you assure people of, what's going to happen or of how safe they're going to be, just like when you put on a seatbelt, you think you're more safe, or because you're behind an airbag, you think you're more safe, and so therefore you compensate by driving worse. So because there are a bunch of signs around that, show you how safe you're going to be, or there's a barricade on this road, so I can take it 5 miles an hour quicker. There's a barricade there. You don't consciously make that decision, but subconsciously you do, and therefore more accidents happen. More people die, more people get injured. They find that the areas of countries with less road signage actually have less accidents. I mean, as far as comparing population density as well.
Let me give you a personal example. And, I think this would apply to anybody, or even a Free State Project, I think, that you were speaking of, because I think most people just want to build their house, raise their family, be left alone, go to work, and that's
absolutely
it. So this example was kind of right up the top here. About 5 years ago, I was looking at some land here in the Pacific Northwest, and I said, "Well, I want some. I want to build something simple. Just me and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
About 1,200 square feet." And so I came up with an A-frame. I was at the time. I was I'm working in construction.
Okay,
and it was a simple thing. So I'm getting everything it costs. So the whole frame out, a couple of guys could frame it out in probably 4 to 6 weeks.
Got it. Okay.
So by the time with the building materials, the insulation, the drywall, the wiring, everything, you're looking at about $24,000.
Wow. Understood.
As it was.
That's great.
Okay?
Man, that's a steal.
And it's nothing fancy. It's just, a simple A-frame, it was pure construction.
Got it. So then
by the time you take these plans down to your local bureaucrat, $24,000 becomes over $65,000.
Really? I absolutely believe it. And they add no value. They add
no value. No value whatsoever.
John, thank you so much for checking in with us tonight. Call us again sometime, okay?
It was just sort of a gee whiz thing for me, but I thought to myself, well, you know, if I was on a limited income and just want to sort of buy a piece of land, have a garden.
You can't. You can't without bowing down to the state. John, we got to run. Call us back sometime. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim & Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours to move in boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better, I feel better during the day, I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also check out the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. That's right, women actually listen to our show, and we prove it online at freetalklive.com, so check that out. We just got off the phone with, and I was getting his name wrong towards the end, Josh, I apologize, I was calling you John. So, Josh, we got off the phone with Josh, and he made a great point. He was talking about how he went and got some quotes on building a nice little house in Oregon, and like, Oregon's very different from where we are in Tampa Bay area, where $24,000 isn't going to build you a room in a house. But here, up there, it was going to buy him a whole entire house. But then he had to go to the bureaucracy to get it approved. And he actually said that it increased the cost of his house by like threefold, basically, just by going to the bureaucrats and having them do the things that they do. I mean, that they add so much to the cost of things, but add nothing to the value. You ever realize that? Nothing. I'm doing some renovations on my house, and they're the kind of things that you can't really slip underneath the rug because they're outdoors.
Right.
And so I had to go and get the permit. for this? Well, the permit's $250, and basically what I'm doing is I'm filling in a ditch. Not only that, it's the government's property, too, that part of the land. It's the government's property, so I'm actually improving their own property. The permit cost is $250 on this. The actual jobs cost about $2,000, and so basically I'm paying a 10-12% tax on this job, and for what reason?
What would happen if you filled it in?
So they could have, I guess, demanded that I unfill it, I suppose.
Would they have done that? I mean, you've improved their land at that point.
Well, they could. They could, just to be mean. Or they could demand, back payment of some sort of a ultra fine or something like that. They might just fine me instead of demanding that I, undo it. They might fine me 10 times as much, basically. And they could easily find that out if one of their code enforcement trucks drives by and spots the workers doing the work. Code enforcement spots the workers doing the work, hops out and says, "Let me see your permit." We don't have a permit. Well, you need a permit for this job. You're going to have to stop right now. Okay. So they stop, and then the bureaucrat comes up to, comes up to the house and hands me a fine. So that's not good. but basically, they add 10% to the cost of the job that I'm trying to do, and what do they add in value? Is it the inspections? Because that's like the thing that they do. They come by. There's supposed to be two inspections that they do. First, they have to look at the land and, write a couple things on a stick and stick it in the ground. And then they come back and they look at it and they say, "Yep, we've inspected it," and they sign off on it. And then they come back later on after a little bit more work's been done, and they look at it again. "Yep, we've inspected it." And then they sign off on it, and they go on their merry way. Now, that doesn't make me feel very safe. And the reason why is because while inspections are a good thing, I mean, the concept of inspecting someone's work, good idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Everybody should be double-checked, proofreading the whole thing.
It doesn't mean that if there was no government, there would be no inspections. As a matter of fact, I've been looking into modular home building, which is the way that where they build your home in a factory somewhere and deliver it on trucks to the job site. Well, in the factory, this company hires third-party inspection companies to come in and inspect their work. In fact, they come in at random, unannounced times, whereas the government frequently will announce its inspections of people's home building. And so the free market gives you what you need, that is the protection of inspections, without really adding any extra cost, because the government just makes it outrageously expensive. We're coming back with more. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. If you're talking